Next patient is Maria Celaya, C-E-L-A-Y-A. It's a consultation, request by Dr. Michael Kruger. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. History of patient is a 79-year-old male with a history of atrial fibrillation. Period of patient is complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness associated with the atrial fibrillation period. Patient is recently admitted to the hospital with atrial fibrillation with the rapid ventricular rate period. Patient also has a history of coronary artery disease and has bypass surgery performed in the past period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of atrial fibrillation for ablation period. Current medication, amiodarone 200 mg daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, digoxin 0.125 mg daily, LXS 5 mg 2 times daily, furosemide 20 mg daily, levothyroxine 25 mg daily, Lexapro 20 mg daily, losartan 50 mg daily, metoprolol, tartrate 25 mg 2 times daily, and pantoprazole period, allergies, penicillin, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, diminution in weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspira history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history, no vomiting and diarrhea, stomach, no history, arthritis, neurological, no history, associated with TIA. An examination, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 60, respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is irregularly irregular, 1 over 6 systole murmur, head of the rest and border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, estimated no edema. Quick emission, number 1, atrial fibrillation, number 2, coronary artery disease, status post bypass surgery. Recommendation, discuss with the patient, electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Patient failed medical therapy. Procedure is can benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, pulmonary vein, stenosis period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Please indicate to the doctor, Michael Kruger.